Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Well, Cindy Alderson has been flying of late, and we get to see two really good chances at Corfitt on Saturday. And no doubt the long-awaited return of her very promising two-year-old Jigsaw. Good morning, Cindy. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm really well. It's a lovely morning out here at Cranbourne.
It is a beautiful morning, isn't it? A little bit different to the morning where I tried to have a look at Jigsaw's jump out, where it was basically fogged in and you got to see him for the last 100 metres. But were you happy with what he did?
Yeah, look, he's really pleased me since he's come back. He never ceases to amaze me with his professionalism. He just jumps out and does everything correctly, and that's always a huge asset in any horse. But it'll be interesting, because it's always interesting when you see what was the early two-year-old Blue Diamond sort of form, how it stacks up against some of the ones that are racing later in the year and have had more time to, you know, because they've obviously needed it to come to fruition, you know. So that'll be an interesting exercise tomorrow.
Has he grown at all?
He has a little bit. I would suggest he's probably in the middle of a growing spurt right now. He looks a little different. He looks more rangier than he did when he was a two-year-old. He was a little black nugget. Very, very well formed, and almost, you know, looked like he was fully developed. But this last prep, he's probably grown an inch or two, and he's lankier than he was. And like I said, he's probably in the middle of a growing spurt. But certainly his work and his attitude around the place hasn't indicated that he's slowing down because of that.
Was the plan always to bring him back in the middle of winter, or is it just how it all timed out?
Look, it was in the back of my mind, because the spring comes up on everyone pretty quickly, and he was a horse that I'm still not 100% sure where he fits. I think he's good enough, but Saturday has certainly given you a better guide as to whether or not he is good enough. And he's got plenty of time, and he had plenty of time in the paddock to go on to Sydney. So he went straight in the paddock after the Blue Diamond. So he had 8 weeks in the paddock. So that was a fairly long spell for a horse who usually is a gross doer. So the plan was always to get him back in before, say, other horses, because he could get a bit away from us a bit.
The only time he's seen a soft track, he beat Arturia. So that stands up pretty well. You'd be confident whatever conditions on Saturday?
I don't think the track's going to be his issue. I'm pretty confident, and especially how he's been trialling on a track with a bit of give in here at Cranbourne. I'm fairly confident he'll handle it. But look, Caulfield won't be that wet anyway. They'll just be getting their toe in it, I'd imagine.
Well, he's a good horse's price. So he's even money favourite on Saturday. With even luck, do you expect him to come back and win?
Well, look, Mark came down and trialled him, and he, you know, Mark's not a man to be overly, you know, flamboyant or confident of his chances. But he said it was well worth his exercise to come down and trial him, and he liked the horse. So I'm going on his judgment. I think he probably will be hard to beat.
Well, for punters' sakes and the team at home, it could be the first two races to Cindy Alderson, because you've got the favourite in the second race as well, Verenskova, who, what a flashy-looking type she is, this written tycoon filly, and she did the job really well hitting the line at Sale.
Yes, look, she's a very, very nice filly. Brain-wise, she sort of isn't quite there yet, and obviously due to her size, she's been a little bit of an issue to train, because, you know, she came in at 620 kilos, which is a lot for a three-year-old filly, and just put a lot of pressure on her leg. So it's been a process to get her to the races and not sort of have her go sore. And because of that, she hasn't probably had the experience of some of the other horses in terms of how to, you know, place herself, and being a big filly as well. But I was very impressed with how she knuckled down and got the job done at Sale. I thought that showed a lot of tenacity, and I think the other thing too is she probably wasn't enjoying a track that wet. She's another one that doesn't want a hard track, but probably just wants to get her toe into something, and that's why I think Caulfield will suit her. Whether she's got the ring craft to handle herself from out wide, only time's going to tell.
Yeah, is it sit back and try and get cover from that gate? What's the game plan, do you think?
Well, that'll be Ben's job, not mine. I just train them. But, look, it's never that big an issue as far as I'm concerned, especially with a horse as big as her. It could have been worse if she'd drawn in one, you know, and got cluttered up amongst them. But you're going basically in a straight line to the corner. So as long as she's not working, I don't really mind if she's wide, as long as she's just having a comfortable run and travelling where she's comfortable.
Who are you most confident with on Saturday?
Oh, I think probably Jigsaw's. He's got the game plan to go with his, you know, and the racing style that's going to he takes a lot of luck out of the equation. She's going to need a lot of luck, but she's probably got a little bit more talent than him.
Is this the best team you've had that you can recall?
No.
Maybe not superstars, but what about the depth of runners?
That is the depth, Michael. Those two.
Oh, what about Liquero?
Oh, Liquero, he's unfortunately had a problem when he ran in the Derby, so he's by the wayside for quite a while now. So
what's the issue?
Looks like it took a long while to diagnose because it was getting a lot of conflicting signals, but it looks like it's a bow tendon, to be honest with you, which is disappointing. And it was not a typical straightforward bow tendon, so it's put a hole in everyone's plans and excitement with him, which is really disappointing. But anyway, I guess these things happen from time to time in racing.
Yeah, there's plenty of ups and downs. Well, let's hope you can get a big up tomorrow. A city double would sound good.
That would be fantastic, especially for the owner, who's Marcus Price, who's in Jigsaw, and Viren Skova. So he's highly excited and very disappointed he's not able to be on track, he said.
It is disappointing, isn't it? Well, fingers crossed you can get the win and you can celebrate at home with a double. Be good to see Jigsaw back in action as well on Saturday. Best of luck, Cindy.
Thank you, Michael.